Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, I was questioning, what does it say about a person's love for God for him not to want to live for God? Let's end the week with that thought. People can go around and gossip about another Christian to very many Christians, and then when that Christian says something about it to anyone else, they say, boy, what's wrong with him? He's all on top of everything else. He or she has a gossip problem. And the ones who've been gossiping the most are the one making the accusations. Kind of like Satan, who goes around and accuses the believers and the people of God before the throne of God day and night. Now, in the example of Peter cutting off the ear, as well as James and John wanting to call fire down, is an example of a good intention and jealousy for God, but then turning to the arm of flesh to accomplish it, just like Moses, when God had said, speak to the rock, mad at sin, Moses struck the rock. You see, what we have to learn is that with God, there is no compromise between the spirit and the flesh. There's no appeasement for the flesh. God doesn't compromise that. Walk in the spirit, he says, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So we're not to have anything to do with that. That's God's will, God's way, and in God's timing. And that's the way it should always be. We should always do God's will, God's way. And so again, if you're going to do God's will, God's way, then do it according to his word. Now don't miss 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 at this juncture. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Not ashamed at his coming. Catholics, contemporary, Calvinists, the non-biblicist King James text people that won't have anything to do with it. There are many of them that are saved. That is, they'll be in heaven because they received Christ through repentance and faith. I believe that. But why want to be saved so as by fire? Why want to do what pleases the flesh in this life when it robs you of eternal reward in the next life? What does that say about our love for God, who always seeks to save that which is lost, when we are spending our time trying to justify the works of our flesh that are contrary to the will of God? And the Bible is very plain, very, very plain. There's no compromise. There's no accommodation of the flesh. Romans 8:8 says this, so they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Did you get that? You cannot please God. Why? Because we worship in spirit and in truth, and both are absolutely holy without anything of the flesh. The flesh cannot do that. It can try to imitate it, but it can't do it. So I say this to parents out there listening right now. Don't change your standards because your children, whether they're teens or adults, are going contemporary and turn to the flesh. The fleshly things of immodesty, the movies, and all those things that one time you stood against. You see, the unsaved can usually tell that those things are carnal even before saved people do. And that's a shame that it's like that, but that doesn't change the fact. That's exactly the way it is. And that is a shame. Now, some will be ashamed at his appearing who are saved, because their life turned from the word to the arm of the flesh. I've seen preachers that had standards at one time and straight down the line go the other direction in order to maintain a job or their numbers in church. Jesus never did this. He had 5,000. Then the next group he feeds is 4,000. The 120 leave him. And then finally the 12 flee. He's alone. In 3.5 years, 5,000 to zero. That is what the world would call failure. But it obtained my salvation, and nothing the world did obtain my salvation. So we turn to the flesh. How can we have boldness and confidence in the day of judgment when we're not as he is in the battle of life, in the work of God? Now, don't forget the warning that goes to all believers in 2 Corinthians 5:10-11. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust made manifest in your conscience. Now, you will never have boldness if you don't have a daily obedient walk with God that is more than a 10-minute reading of a devotional or a couple Bible verses and a repeated prayer without any awe, wonder, or expectation of an answer. Without faithfulness and a witness, and one who gripes and gossips and never meditates in the word, you're not going to have confidence. This is why one cannot work for their salvation. Jesus paid it all. He did the work of salvation. We, as seen in John 1:12, receive it. But you can have perfect love's personification until you have the giver of it in you. Christ in you is the hope of eternal life and glory. So he must be your all in all. So we see first that love is personified in us when we allow it to be perfected in us by the love of Christ and his work, which we must do by passively allowing it to work in us and through us through obedience to his word, not rebelling in our flesh against the Lord in order to fulfill the desires the flesh has. We need instead to walk with him. Then we can have boldness in the day of judgment. And so, that's love's personification. But we also need to see love's person. Because as he is, verse 17 said, so are we in this world. Now, that's not how he is now in heaven. God is love, and Jesus Christ, who is Emmanuel, that means God with us, is preparing a place for us. But this part of as he is, so are we in this world, goes back to when he was in the world. He was hated, despised, and rejected. We are in this world. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And so, we won't compromise His Word. Don't compromise His Word if you're going to be as He was in this world. Don't compromise the standards because you're going to be as He is in this world. And so, with that in mind, we find the fellowship is in partnership. And that's what the word fellowship in the Bible means. It's the idea of partnership. And we have a partnership with His suffering. Philippians 3:10 says that, you know, that I may know Him and the fellowship, that is partnership, in His suffering. Wow. Especially if we refuse to try to do God's work in the power of the flesh and live our lives by the Word of God, walking in the Spirit, we're going to be opposed. But we can be victorious because we're in partnership in His suffering. As Stephen being stoned to death and Jesus Christ standing, and it's going to take him right up there to be with Him, as the Apostle Paul said. Now, do you really believe the Bible? And the Bible says that to be with Him is not just better. He said in Philippians 1:23, it's far better. Far better. And yet, He said, it's needful for me to dwell in this flesh, but I desire more to be with Christ, where it's far better. In John chapter 15, verses 17 through 21, Jesus said, these things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of this world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they'll also persecute you. If they've kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Now, you may be a pastor out there listening to me, and you wonder, why are people so opposed to me? I'm preaching God's word. I'm trying to walk according to God's word, doing God's will, God's word, God's way. Why? Because they don't know him. Oh, they may even be saved, but they don't know his person. They don't know him in the relationship that way. You see, they don't want to be persecuted. And I don't know that anybody does. Jesus Christ despised the shame of the cross.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.